Good afternoon. A low-pressure system is passing well offshore. It's going to bring some light accumulations of snow today with some moderate amounts well to the south and east of Albany. Because of that, we do have a winter weather advisory from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, Berkshire, and Litchfield counties. In those spots, we could see locally up to 5 inches of snow. In those spots elsewhere, we are looking at a general 1 to 3 inches of snow. A few hours of snowfall rates of a half an inch to an inch per hour are still possible over Dutchess, Berkshire, and Litchfield counties, especially in the afternoon when frontogenous circulation and lift is going to be the strongest. The snowfall forecast, though, does remain the same elsewhere with a general 1 to 3. The brunt of the snow comes to an end this evening, and then a few lingering light scattered snow showers will remain heading into the start of the overnight period, some of which could be due to a lake effect snow band setting itself up off to our west. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snowfall is also making headlines across the northern Rockies and central plains today as light to moderate snow impacts the region. A wave of low pressure is expected to move along a stationary front today across the northern Rockies and enter the central plains by Monday. Continued snowy conditions will add an additional foot of snow across the mountainous terrain of northwest Wyoming, western Montana, and northern Idaho. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect for this area. Light snow is also expected to swing through portions of Nebraska today before moving eastward across the Midwest and Ohio Valley on Monday. Although snowfall accumulations will be on the lighter side, temperatures well below freezing could make for slippery road conditions regardless. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 88 at North Palm Beach, Florida, to a low of negative 36 at St. Croix, Minnesota. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, snow showers falling heavy at times with a high near 35. In Boston, rain transitioning to snow falling heavy at times with a high near 37. And in Buffalo, snow showers coming to an end and mostly cloudy as highs reach near 23. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 33 and the normal low is 16. The record high of 48 was set back in 1938 and tied in 1951 and 2005, while the record low of negative 18 was set back in 1995. Today's sunrise was at 7:02 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:17 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an additional 2 minutes and 31 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow showers coming this afternoon and highs reach near the mid-20s. Accumulations look to be at an inch or less, and for the night tonight, there's a chance for snow early on. Otherwise, we stay cloudy and gradually clear as overnight lows drop down to the low teens and upper single digits. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow showers this afternoon as highs reach into the low 30s. Snow accumulations look to be between 3 to 5 inches, and for the night tonight, we gradually clear as overnight lows drop down into the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow showers are likely this afternoon with highs into the upper 20s and low 30s. Snow accumulations look to be at an inch or less. Tonight we stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low teens and upper single digits. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at snow showers this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 20s. Snowfall accumulations look to range from 2 to 4 inches, and for the night tonight, we gradually clear and become partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the upper single digits and low teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont in the Berkshires north of I-90, snow showers sticking around this afternoon, with daytime accumulations looking to be between 1 to 2 inches as highs reach into the upper 20s. For the night tonight, snow showers likely early on, then becoming cloudy, and then gradually clearing with overnight lows dropping down into the low teens and upper single digits. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure sets itself up across the region, giving us plenty of sunshine to start out the work week. Highs look to reach near the mid-20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselbeck.